This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I've spoken many times about my America feeling. It's the feeling I get when I vote, or look at the Statue of Liberty, or listen to the song The Farmer and the Cowman from the musical Oklahoma. And I've spoken about when I've had a similar feeling in a different context, such as when I experienced the Austria feeling when listening to Captain Von Trapp sing the song Edelweiss from the movie The Sound of Music. Lately, I've had the America feeling every day. Or maybe it's the New York City feeling, or the world feeling. And I get it every day right on schedule. Every evening, here in New York City where I live, at 7 p.m., I can hear people cheering, clapping, and banging pots to express gratitude for all the people working on the front lines of the COVID-19 situation. I took a video the other day, and here, I'll play it for you.
Everyone's cheering at 7 o'clock in New York. Everyone's cheering for the healthcare workers and essential workers. It's funny, you can't see people doing it, but you can hear it. You can sure hear it.
The cheering has a very particular New York City quality because the sound bounces off the tall buildings as people cheer from windows, balconies, and rooftops. It's uncanny, too, because although I can hear the people cheering, for the most part, I can't see them. The sidewalks and streets are deserted. And because of the tall buildings, I can't get a wide view. I can see a few people out on balconies or roofs or sticking their heads out their windows. But for the most part, I just hear them. This ritual gives me the New York City feeling, the America feeling, when I hear everyone join together in this moment of recognition. We can reach out with love from a safe distance of 6 feet. If you want to hear me talk about how the movie The Sound of Music gave me the Austria feeling, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.